Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoe. Well, you can knock me down, step in my face, slander my name all over the place, and do anything that you wanna do. But honey, lay off of my shoes, and don't you step on my blue suede shoe. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoe.
Welcome back to the 8th Group radio production of Clue. All things at one point must come to an end, and the mysteries of Body Manor are no exception. Yet after 6 murders, the guests have more questions than answers. Who will crack the case and unmask the murderer of murderers, and perhaps the motives behind the entire game?
Three murders in 3 minutes.
That's our best record.
3 murders.
6 altogether.
This is getting serious.
The cook, Mr. Body, the motorist, the cop you met, and the fake telegram girl.
But who is the murderer?
Ain't that the $1 million question?
I think the best course of action is to retrace our steps. Sometimes the most obvious answer is right under our noses. Let's start at the very beginning, shall we?
Wadsworth rushes on, filled with vigor, acting out the events of the night from beginning to end.
It all started like this. At the start of the evening, there was thunder, lightning, the dogs barked. Woof woof. Colonel Mustard. Mrs. White. Who noticed? Yvette. Mrs. Peacock. Who noticed? The cook. Mr. Green. Woof. Sit! No, not you, sir. Professor Plum. Miss Scarlet, dinner is served. That was more like a cocktail minute. The dining room. Shucks fin soup. My favorite. Mr. Buddy arrived. I have an idea. Then we went to the study, and Mr. Buddy passed out gifts. A snake! Oh, no, a rope. Then Mr. Buddy switched off the lights.
Wadsworth flicks off the lights.
Ah!
The lights switch back on, and Wadsworth is lying on the floor, a la Mr. Body. He then pops right back up.
Mr. Body was dead, but not really. Really, he was alive, but we didn't know it. Mrs. Peacock drank his drink. But well, someone had to stop her screaming. Then we heard, to the billiard room. I'm an old woman. Then Peacock asked, who else is in the house? To which we all replied,
the cook!
The cook!
Wadsworth tumbles out of the freezer like the cook, obviously without a dagger in his back.
Will somebody help me up? I suggest we bring the cook back into the study. But Buddy's body was gone. Then Mrs. Peacock entered with Body on her body. His body had been bludgeoned in his bean. That's when we decided to destroy the evidence in the briefcase. Empty! So we locked away the murder weapons. That's when the motorist arrived. Hello, sir. And I locked him in the lounge.
Wadsworth tosses Plum in the lounge, and mimes hitting him over the head with the wrench. Plum falls to the ground, imitating the motorist.
That's when the unexpected cop showed up. Hello, you're all acting rather peculiar. This way, please.
Wadsworth pretends to kill Mr. Green with the candlestick as he theatrically collapses to the ground.
Then the maid got strangled in the billiard room.
Now it's Yvette's turn for her death to be reenacted, Miss Scarlet being the actress.
Which brings us to, I am, and here we all are.
Wadsworth stomps with finality on Green's belly.
Bravo!
Impressive, Wadsworth.
What does it prove?
Nothing!
Well?
Enough of this. I know who the murderer is.
You do?
You do.
I do.
All right, then. Listening, Miss Scarlet. Who do you accuse?
It was Professor Plum in the hall with the revolver.
Liar.
We all heard the gong go off, Professor, and I found your stupid tobacco pipe here while we were searching the house. When'd you drop it, huh? While scoping out the best vantage point to kill your next victim? I bet that poor singing telegram girl was an old patient of yours, right?
I never saw that girl before in my life. It wasn't me.
Well, the gun is missing. Gentlemen, turn out your pockets. Ladies, empty your purses. Whoever has the gun is the murderer.
Plum pulls out the revolver.
Well done, Wadsworth.
You won't be able to prove anything if you're all dead.
And if we're alive?
Wadsworth opens the door and the cops come running in.
Officers, there's your man.
Well done, Wadsworth.
That's what I said.
Yes, well, I'm saying it now. I'm Hank Cuffs, Chief of Police. And Professor Plum, you coming with me.
That's not how it happened. It happened like this.
Everyone rewinds to their previous positions.
Alright then, listening, Professor Plum, who do you accuse?
It was Colonel Mustard in the lounge with the wrench.
I never lounge!
I found your Medal of Honor in the lounge, where the motorist was killed by a wrench to the head. And that wrench belongs to you!
That's a lie!
Well, the wrench is missing. Gentlemen, turn out your pockets. Ladies, empty your purses. Whoever has the wrench is the murderer.
Mustard pulls out the wrench.
Well done, Wadsworth.
Wadsworth opens the door and the cops come running in.
There's your man, officer. Not a kernel of truth in him.
Well done, Wadsworth.
That's what I said.
Yes, well, I'm saying it now. Guilty verdict, Chief of Police. Colonel Mustard, you're coming with me.
You have it all wrong. It happened like this.
Everyone rewinds to their previous positions.
We're listening, Colonel. Who do you accuse?
It was Mrs. White with the rope in the billiard room.
I'd rather die.
I found your veil in the billiard room, and I saw how you cringed tonight when Yvette served you dinner.
Yes, it's true. I knew Yvette. She had a torrid love affair with my late husband. I hated her. I hated her so much. The flames on the side of my face, breathing, heaving breaths. But just because I hated her doesn't mean I killed her.
The rope is missing. Gentlemen, turn out your pockets. Ladies.
Then White pulls out the rope.
Well done, Wadsworth.
Wadsworth opens the door and the cops come running in.
Well done, Wadsworth.
That's what I said.
Yes, well, I'm saying it now. Mark my words, Chief of Police. Mrs. White.
Flames, it happened like this.
Everyone rewinds to their previous positions.
Mrs. White, who do you accuse?
It was Mrs. Peacock in the kitchen with the dagger. I found your feather by the corpse.
Turn out your pockets.
Peacock pulls out the dagger.
Well done, Wadsworth. That's what I said. Yes, I'm saying it now. I'm Barry D. Hatchett.
Chief of Police.
But that's not how it happened.
It happened like this.
Everyone rewind to their previous positions for one final time.
It was Miss Scarlet in the library with the candlestick.
Max E. Mum, Chief of Police, Miss Scarlet.
You can't do this to me.
Frankly, Scarlet, I don't give a damn. Valiant effort, all of you.
Thank you.
Oh yeah, that was great.
But the truth is, the murderer is all of you. Breeze.
Wadsworth points the revolver at all of the guests.
Nobody move. You're all killers.
Now, wait a minute. There's just one thing I don't understand, Mr. Wadsworth.
One thing?
I'm not Mr. Wadsworth. I'm Mr. Body.
Now, two.
But Body bled all over me.
But it wasn't Body who was bleeding.
But if Body wasn't Body, then who was he?
He was Wadsworth, my butler.
No way!
If you're the real Mr. Body, what was your purpose in dragging this all out?
Well, when you started murdering people, I decided to let you self-implode. Kill off my network of spies and informers.
Wadsworth reveals the bag of weapons to the guests.
Which you all did splendidly, by the way, generously leaving your fingerprints on every weapon in this bag. So now, I have each of you on the hook for murder.
Murder?
Murder?
Bribery for petty crimes is one thing, but murder? Now that could get expensive.
But why this whole charade?
The searching of the house, the madness of retracing our steps.
It's all part of the game.
Game?
Well, yes, I'm relaxed now, you see. Now that you've killed everyone off, there's no evidence left against me. I've got off scot-free.
But the police will be here any minute. Never get away with this.
What?
Nobody's called the police, have they?
They were never on their way.
By golly, you're good!
Now listen up, you reprobates. We're gonna stack the bodies in the cellar, lock the cellar door, leave body man one at a time, and forget that any of this ever happened.
I can't forget all this.
With murder on the menu, the price of blackmail just tripled.
Forgotten.
Now move!
Wait a minute. We can all rush him. He's got no more bullets left in that gun.
Oh, come on. You don't think I'm going to fall for that old trick?
It's not a trick. There was one shot at Mr. Body in the study, two for the chandelier, two at the lounge door, and one for the singing telegram girl.
That's not six.
1 + 2 + 2 + 1.
There was only one shot that got the chandelier. That's 1 + 2 + 1 + 1.
Even if you were right, that would be 1 + 1 + 2 + 1, not 1 + 2 + 1 + 1.
Okay, fine. 1 + 2 + Shut up! Point is, there's one bullet left in this gun, and anybody who moves is gonna get it.
So, you're just gonna keep blackmailing us, and we're all supposed to pretend this never happened?
Of course, why not?
I'll tell you why not.
All of a sudden, Green draws a gun and points it at the true Mr. Body.
Larry Goodman, FBI. The jig's up.
You're FBI?
Apparently, I'm a dead ringer for Green. He got a letter just like each of you, but he came to the Bureau to ask for help. I took his place tonight so we could have a sting operation.
Some sting. 6 people died on your watch.
I usually work the desk. My beat is property crime. You know, theft, fraud. That's why it was so easy for me to loot the briefcase.
You stole the evidence?
Green removes the sack of evidence from the back pocket of his shirt.
It's all here. Miss Scarlett's books, including names of customers and employees, justifying why she killed the cop, who's listed right here on her payroll.
Give me that.
Scarlett leaps forward to attack Green, but to no avail.
Ooh, and a love letter addressed to Professor Plum.
That's private property.
The singing telegram girl was the daughter of the head of the you-know-who. Who would have come clean to Daddy? Who would have cleaned out Professor Plum? So you killed her.
Now see here.
And these negatives. Quite the repeat customer in Miss Scarlett's dating service, Colonel. Bet you couldn't be a colonel anymore if that motorist had informed you, General, about how he plays chauffeur for your Tuesday night dates.
I just wanted somebody to talk with.
Shark's fin soup indeed, Ms. Peacock. Too bad your old cook couldn't keep quiet. If only she hadn't blabbed about your briberies, maybe you wouldn't have killed her. Just before joining us outside the billiard room, now we know what really took you so long.
Circumstantial evidence will never hold up in a court of law.
But this notarized record from the cook will. And Mrs. White, you weren't lying, were you? You really did hate Yvette.
There were flames. Flames on the side of my...
Okay, we get it. Here's a container holding fingerprints collected at the scenes of your previous murders.
I never murdered my husbands.
Fingerprints I'm sure the FBI will be able to match to those found in the noose tied around Yvette's neck.
I wore gloves.
Green pulls her gloves from his pocket.
You mean these...
Damn.
And last, but not least, Mr. Bobby Body.
It's Robert.
Now, you didn't hate Yvette at all, did you, Mr. Body?
What's it to you?
I want to add illicit green card love affair to this FBI file I hold in my hand. An FBI file on the whole Body family. Your butler, the real Wadsworth, has been feeding us information for months. I see why you killed him. Twice. Your shot missed in the study, but he wisely played dead. And it wasn't until you caught him trying to escape that you were able to bludgeon him to death with the lead pipe I dropped on my way to the kitchen.
Rookie move.
The Body family has been wanted for organized crime for generations, but they've always eluded the law. Until now. Tonight, the Body business has reached a dead end.
You leave my family out of this!
Mr. Body, enraged, lunges at Goodman and tries to shoot him.
Missed me.
Green fires, hitting Mr. Body in the chest.
I'm hit. I'm melting. I'm slain. I'm dust. I'm food for worms. Not dead. Close. Almost there.
He is nearly dead, but sits back up.
Yes. Here we go. I'm gone.
Mr. Body slumps over.
He's dead.
Mr. Body pops back up again.
Not yet. Now.
The true Mr. Body dies, becoming the seventh and final casualty of his own deadly game.
I tell ya, this is the most exciting night I've had in a long time. And now, you're all under arrest. Officers?
Cops burst through the front door at Goodman's orders.
Here are the criminals you've been looking for. And here's all the evidence against them. Oh, and there are also some tapes in the billiard room you might find useful as well.
The tapes?
Oh wait, who done it?
He did.
She did. He did.
The officers confusedly try to find the murderer.
They all did. But if you want to know who killed Mr. Body, it was me, Special Agent Larry Goodman, in the hall with the revolver.
Well done, Goodman.
That's what he said.
And that's how it really...
Another chandelier falls to the ground.
I'm fine. Fine. Okay, Chief, take him away. I'm going home to sleep with my wife. Told you I didn't do it.
Radio production of Clue could not be possible without the hard work and dedication of many people. We, the ACS Class of 2020, would like to acknowledge their contributions to the podcast at this point. We thank Mr. Westbrook for giving us the opportunity to produce Clue despite the obstacle of social distancing, and for supporting us throughout the entire process of producing these episodes. We thank Lee and Abby for being assistant directors of our production, along with Mr. Westbrook. We thank all of the actors for bringing the characters and the play itself to life. We thank our narrator, and yes, that's me, Will Anderson, for narrating the podcast as well as introducing and concluding every episode. We thank Lee for producing the sound effects. We thank Ksenia for performing all of the music cues throughout the play. We thank Ms. Hurdle and Mr. Bosco, who provided technical support to our Zoom recording format. We thank Lee, Ksenia, and Steven for writing all of the narration, including the introductions, narrations, conclusions, and Steven for naming the episodes. We thank the members of our class and ACS community for their support. And last, but certainly not least, we thank you, the audience, for listening to our podcast.
for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. You can do anything with that half of my blue suede shoe. But it's blue, blue, blue suede shoe. Blue, blue, blue suede shoe.
I'm fine.